You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Rucci, wrapping it up here on ESPN 850 WKNR with Cleveland Browns Daily. We go to the hotline now and bring in Gerard Cherry, the third member of our team. Gerard, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Gerard, I want to ask you this because it sparked a lot of debate here on this show. If you had to have one of the AFC North quarterbacks to quarterback your team for the rest of this season, who would it be?
You're going to think I'm crazy when I say this, and I may sound like a homer, but I'm going with Jason Campbell.
Over Ben Roethlisberger, explain.
Now you got to explain that.
Yeah, defend it.
Take the homers part out of the equation.
And defend
That's not a reason.
Okay, Ben Roethlisberger, he's shown that he's uncomfortable with the Todd Haley situation, correct?
But he wouldn't be in the Todd Haley situation.
He'd be here.
Right.
So if we don't acquiesce to what he wants to do and what he's accustomed to, it's going to be an issue and problem. Now, from a skill set, he's going to probably be the one, but I like what Jason Campbell's bringing. I just like the fact that the guy seems to be galvanized, fired up, and rejuvenated and fresh. Ben, Joe, and Andy, I'm doubting right now. Now, Ben won last week. Joe looked suspect, and Andy looked like he was guilty. So, right there alone, man, I'm with Jason because he's a fresh face, and that's really all I've seen. I've seen Ben, but I've never been a true believer in Ben Roethlisberger. Yes, he's won Super Bowls. Don't get me wrong, guys. He has won them. Same time, he always puts the other team in a position to where they can win. And I will give Jason Campbell, though, a short list to look at things in games. But I like what he's done thus far. So right now, you could make the argument that he is playing the best out of only, what, a two-game sample of the quarterbacks in the AFC North. So that's why I'm rolling with him.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this is no disrespect to him. What he's got to do, at least for me, and I think for others who are looking at this thing, and you are too, I know, that can he do three? Can he
right.
have three
Four, five,
games?
Six, seven.
Four,
right.
five, six, seven. Because we haven't seen more than the two, really. And in his body of work, you know, that's what you need to look at. This is as good a two-game stretch as this guy has had. Now we're hopeful that we're going to see a third stretch like this, a third game like this, and then four, five, six. But it's got to happen. And the other concern, and I think it's the same that's probably true with everybody, is just the health issue. Is it more of a concern with a Jason Campbell, given his years, given his injury history? Ben's got some history in that regard too, and Ben certainly is a guy who waits and hangs in there so long to get pounded, whereas with Campbell, even though he gets the ball out pretty quickly, he takes some hits.
Yeah, he takes some hits as well. And going back to what you said, Vic, far as his two games and what that quarterback rating has been, if that trends to be five, six, seven games and he can stay on the field and in the pocket for the long term, you got to like your chances with him. So that is a key of him getting rid of the football, not taking these hits, because we're going to need him. And no offense to Brandon Whedon, but the team just does not believe in Brandon Whedon. And he's going to have to do a lot of things to get the faith and trust of his teammates back when he's on the football field. I'm certain they like him as a person, but as a player, it doesn't garner that much support. So, yes, you need Jason Campbell, especially with no one out there to bring in, just in case he does go down. Because right now, Whedon is obviously your best option, because you have not done anything to rectify that. Who's your backup quarterback situation? Because who do you bring in?
You talked about Andy Dalton earlier. He said he looks like he's stealing right now. He's a guy who had that great streak, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. Now he has two touchdowns, six interceptions, seven total turnovers in his last two games. What have you seen? What are the differences between good and bad Andy Dalton, and how can the Browns exploit him?
A couple of things, and the funny thing is it showed itself at Ford Field when they played against Detroit. Because I'm watching that game, and I'm saying, okay, A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson are having great games. And A.J. Green could have potentially, and people don't want to believe this, but it's the truth, could have had more production than Calvin Johnson on that particular day had Andy Dalton got the ball to him and not been short on his throws. So I'm saying to myself, if you're in perfect conditions of 72-degree weather inside of a field house or dome, how did you mess up on those throws? You must have an arm strength issue. So I really think with the weather now turning for the worse from a football condition standpoint, it's going to really show that he has that he's lacking in accuracy as well as arm strength, and that's going to be a problem for him. His decision-making, I think, is great. Because when you watch him, he's throwing to the right people. It's just the arm strength and the arm talent's not there.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's got to come down to if you're going to – there are certain throws that some quarterbacks just can't make, and I have my doubts about some of the routes that he's asked to throw by Jay Gruden. I think Jay Gruden sometimes doesn't realize or maybe forgets the kind of quarterback he has. I think Jay can be a wonderful play caller, but in the last couple of games, it looks like he's done as much to put Andy Dalton in rough situations as Dalton has done things to hurt himself.
Right, and you say yourself, how do you go from calling a game in which that led, you're talking about Jay Gruden now, a guy to being a player of the month? That's an accomplishment. That means he was week to week to week putting in significant numbers. So now all of a sudden, he's on the road to which you may consider drafting someone or benching him if he keeps this up. So something has to change there. Just don't change it this weekend. And I know a lot of you guys think I'm crazy for what I said about Ben Roethlisberger, but I'm holding true to it, man. Right now, if Jason Campbell, I have to go back to and reiterate it because it sounds crazy, but if Jason Campbell can continue to play the level he's playing, I'm rolling with Jason Campbell.
A lot of conditions in these rankings. Nathan had the good or bad Andy or Joe.
I finally came out and just said, I'll take Ben Roethlisberger.
You did. You settled on one guy.
I did. I did. Gerard, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, bro.
No problem. Take
care,
guys.
Talk to you tomorrow. That's right. Gerard Cherry, and he will be with Bruce Hooley and Hooley and Gerard following this show. This has been a fast show.
Flies.
Hey.
Time flies when you're having fun at Taurus.
Want to thank Billy Wynn for stopping by and being part of this. Want to thank Chris Obanaya and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Brad Mellon, our trainer.
He's my number one ranked walk-by.
I just changed his job, equipment manager.
He's my number one ranked walk-by.
He's the best because he does all kinds of
faces. Yeah, he always gives us a gesture, a little flex pose, some wrestling
he's
smack
He's a jack
talk.
Of all trades. We got to thank all of them and thank Carly McCord for tweeting throughout the show, for bringing us such wonderful gifts back from her trip back home to Louisiana. Some chicory coffee. We'll make some of that up for you, Nathan. And the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam, walking by our studio as well. And what else? We got to thank Dino, our great producer, for his. This was your best after further review. I want to tell you that.
Thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank you. That was good. Spirited one. I like it.
Spirited and lively. And let's see, what else you got? Beignet mix. So we'll have beignets the next time we come in the studio. That make those Nathan, or have your wife make them.
We're gonna put it in her hands. Yes, we're gonna put it in her very capable hands. No
All right.
question.
Tomorrow, much more, and we'll be talking about the game of the year, the Browns at Cincinnati. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go, big game.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.